RNZ Pacific News, kia ora, I'm Koroe Hawkins. A Tuvalu official says newly elected Prime Minister Feleti Teo has spoken to his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese. Mr. Teo previously said he wants to change some security provisions in the Security and Climate Migration Treaty with Australia, signed in November by the previous Tuvalu government. AAP quoted a Tuvalu official saying the two leaders spoke by phone on Friday, but no details of the conversation were provided. Mr. Albanese's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The man being touted by the opposition in Papua New Guinea as the next leader of the country says his life is under threat. East Sepik Governor Alan Bird says he has been advised of this by a deputy police commissioner who says they are monitoring the situation. In a Facebook post on Saturday, Mr. Bird claimed senior government ministers told him his phones have been illegally tapped. He says reliable sources told him various state institutions have been instructed to try and find anything illegal on him and charge and arrest him. Last week, Mr. Bird told RNZ Pacific the country needs to decentralise power to deal with its challenges. Papua New Guinea police have been requested for comment. A $10 million project in the Cook Islands is aiming to reduce single-use plastics. It follows an environmental workshop hosted by the National Environment Service and Te Pukarea Society. The Cook Islands News reports the hospitality sector is set to reduce the number of plastics being imported for the food and beverage industry. According to a Cook Islands 2020 waste audit, 1.5 million plastic bottles were imported in the one-year report period. Plastics made up 94% of the total waste stream in the Pāinoa hospitality sector, with 13% of Rarotonga and 20% of Aitutaki households. New Zealand's Minister for Pacific Peoples has announced dates of Pacifica Language Weeks this year. Dr. Shane Retty says languages play an important role in strengthening Pacific peoples' sense of identity and belonging. The language weeks include those for Rotuma, Samoa, Kiribati, Cook Islands, Tonga, Tuvalu, Fiji, Niue, Tokelau, Papua New Guinea and Solomon Islands. Rotuma Language Week is the first to kick off in May. Private operators, instead of police, are to take over the running of mobile speed cameras on highways. The transport agency says they will not issue speeding tickets or get bonuses for pinging more drivers. Phil Pennington reports.
Waka Kotahi is in the process of taking over all the country's speed cameras from the police. The agency has already finalised a deal for private billion-dollar US company Vero Mobility to run about 200 fixed-speed cameras. It's now put out a tender to run the 45 mobile cameras from next year. Waka Kotahi says it will assess all mobile camera footage and issue any infringements. It adds that the private operators will have to meet legal requirements. All speed cameras are independently calibrated and certified. However, police have previously altered the settings to trigger more fines.
In world news, Germany says its embassy staff as well as other European diplomats have been evacuated from Haiti. The diplomats were taken by helicopter to neighbouring Dominican Republic as the country descends into gang violence. Here's the BBC's James Reid.
The evacuation of European diplomats came hours after the United States withdrew non-essential staff and reinforced security around its embassy in Port-au-Prince. The Haitian capital has been racked by violence, with armed gangs attacking the airport, police stations and prisons. They're demanding the resignation of the Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, who hasn't been able to return from a trip abroad. The impact on ordinary Haitians has been disastrous, with reports of looting, rape and bodies lying in the streets. Plans to deploy a multinational security mission led by Kenya have been repeatedly delayed. On Monday, Jamaica will host a meeting of concerned nations to discuss the violence.
Christopher Nolan has won his first Academy Award, clinching Best Director for his historical drama, Oppenheimer, about the man behind the development of the atomic bomb during the Second World War. Nolan has been favoured to win the Oscar after earning Best Director awards at the Golden Globes, BAFTA, Critics' Choice and the Directors Guild of America this year. The film received 13 Oscar nominations, including Best Picture and Best Actor for Cillian Murphy, who played J. Robert Oppenheimer. Emma Stone has claimed her second Academy Award, winning the Best Actress for her role as a woman revived from the dead in the dark comedy Poor Things. Several news agencies, including Reuters and the Associated Press, have retracted a photograph of the Princess of Wales and her three children. The agencies say the picture appeared to have been manipulated. The photo was the first of the princess to be released by Kensington Palace since she underwent surgery in January. The BBC's Graham Thatchell reports.
It was thought the picture would quell online speculation and conspiracy theories about the princess's health, but the world's leading picture agencies, who distribute images to media outlets, have now issued what they call a kill notification and have withdrawn the photograph. The agency's concern centres around the left sleeve of Princess Charlotte's cardigan, which they say looks as if it's been edited. It's thought to be the first time agencies have pulled an official photograph from the palace. Kensington Palace itself has declined to comment.
In sport, the Fijian Drua hope they can repeat last weekend's 2010 winning performance against the Crusaders in Lautoka when they meet the Chiefs in Hamilton on Saturday. Head coach Mick Byrne believes they have the players to do the job again this weekend, but a lot will depend on the team's ability to pressure the Chiefs and retain possession in the game.
Continue to carry the ball well, look after the ball around the contact area and recycle it and go again. And ask the questions, you know, we need to ask the opposition defence questions, and we have a talented team that will ask a lot of questions if we've got the ball.
The Ndroa meet the Chiefs at 7:30pm in Hamilton on Saturday. The Tonga Rugby Union will host three test matches at Teuwhaiwa Park this year. Chief Executive Officer Aiseahalele says the Kalitahi will take on Italy, Spain and Fiji in Nuku'alofa. The test matches will follow the Super Rugby Pacific game between Moana Pacifica and the Highlanders on May the 4th. Current world number 10, Italy, will face off against the Kalitahi on July 12th, followed by Spain on July 19th. The Flying Fijians then battle Tonga on September 6th in a Pacific Nations Cup pool game. Liverpool coach Jurgen Klopp admits to being a little surprised that his side is still in the hunt for the English Premier League football title. Liverpool have joined Arsenal at the top of the table after drawing 1-1 with third-placed Manchester City this morning. Just a single point separates the top three clubs, with 10 games remaining. Klopp is amazed they're still in contention given the injury woes they've had.
How did we get through all that, that we're still there? It's a bit crazy, like all these games we had with the squad situation we had. And today, I saw the best 53 minutes we had against Manchester City. It was exceptional. Let's keep going.
Meanwhile, All Whites coach Darren Baisley has recalled Costa Barbarousis, Dane Ingham, Ben Old and Ollie Sale to his squad for games against Egypt and either Croatia or Tunisia later this month, while 18-year-old defender Lucas Kelly-Hild of the Wellington Phoenix is set to make his debut. That's news and sports from RNZ Pacific. There's more on our website, rnzi.com.